you talk about?
Well, I just asked the producers if now that they figured out what the problem was when we didn't go on with the right sound this morning and we had to start in a different way, mm-hmm. if they could repeat that next time we have a problem. And they're like, yeah, that's a good point.
Now you mention it. Now you mention it. Yeah, we'll discuss that in our next meeting.
All right. Okay, so let's take a look here. This is a guy. I just want to get his name right because I think he's awesome. I was yesterday, I think it was the day before yesterday even, I was just putting people on to, like, you know, contributors, content creators that are doing interesting stuff on Twitter. Mm-hmm. An interesting conversation with Mbuyiseni Ndlozi from the EFF, who said Ooh. He'll come on the show at some time.
Yes, finally.
Okay, and well. I also so spoke to...
everyone's left the EFF. Right.
So you want to see, you just want to hear the goss, huh?
Yeah. No, but it was left, and he is the people's bay. He was the people's bay in the EFF. Like, everybody crushed on him, but he's also intelligent. And
well, part of the reason I got into a conversation with him is because we disagree about almost everything, but he's always been smart, respectful, and he doesn't like start throwing pejoratives around.
Yes. He's never said to you, you don't go here.
No. He's very happy to talk, which is why I also am happy to listen. And we could sit and have an adult conversation. That's not the case on most of Twitter. And then I saw yesterday, and I want to call this particular human being because I think he's great, is Mbazima Shiloa.
Okay.
Who said something about how, like, he might not agree with me, but he's always thought I've been consistent, which was nice of him to say.
Well, you are. Yeah, that's great.
And I said to him, thank you very much, because I remember when he was premier, a lot of things worked. And we built the Gautrain. Every premiere we've had since then.
What have you done?
What have you done for me now?
But Mbazima Shiloa, when he was here, did things. So,
which is what we want. You know, I have this belief that it's okay for you to steal 20% of the money if 80% of the work is done. It's okay. We're not going to question it. But if you take 80%, man, what are we going to do? We're going to notice what you're doing.
Yeah, but the thing is what makes it worse, they take 80% and forget about doing the 20%.
Even, you see what I mean? So here's the trick. I promise you, try this. Do 80% of the work.
Just be remarkable, try people. It. Just be remarkable. Do good things.
At this point, they don't even have to be remarkable. If they fix the potholes, I promise you would be happy. And that's the bare minimum.
Mapelo's back. You want to hear more?
Yes.
It's time to give Gareth a hard time. He has a tendency of looking at most issues from one angle, which is mostly negative.
Okay. Yeah, so our government is doing this great job, right? Let me tell you what they're doing. I'll tell you now.
All right, go. Simpiwe, bring on the other angle.
They are in Cape Town right now. All the guys that spent all the money. And yeah, they're in Cape Town.
So, yeah, I mean, to Mapelo's point, there's teachers out there, Gareth, you should know about this, okay? Mm. They can't get paid, so they have no jobs. But you might think that's negative. I tell you not, because 6 million rand was made for Sona so that Cyril could do something which could have been a tweet. So
By the way, let's
celebrate that. We can spend 6 million rand on Cyril.
I just want to point out how I am not negative. In fact, yesterday on Twitter, I said, because someone tweeted out that despite the fact that this is a very high security thing, Sona, mm-hmm. you know, there's restricted airspace, the military are out there on parade. Despite all of that, the Mavericks plane still flew over Parliament. Well, not Parliament, City Hall, because Parliament burnt down. But the Mavericks plane was there with the Mavericks banner. Culture. And that proves that we're a good country.
Culture. But I also got to ask, Mapelo, what do you want? People don't actually know what they want in life. They just get stuck on, yeah, you wrong, you stop. What do you actually want? Do you want to bring a point up here and go, you know, Gareth, you mentioned this, but did you consider this?
Wait, I have a great point to bring up. Yesterday, just before Cyril took to the podium to, you know, address us, his praise,
singer
used the word cupcake. That's a great thing. That's like, he's so iconic.
You've been calling him this for the longest time. They're obviously listening.
Did Cyril also fart on the microphone?
Someone said that. Yeah, someone said they heard a distinct
fart. That's
great
stuff. Hey? Amazing.
Great. Well, Mapelo, there you go.
All right. So here, look at this guy. He's not negative. He just has a very straightforward approach to why certain people get attention. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, mm-hmm. AOC. Take a look at this.
If AOC was ugly, she wouldn't have no chance. Because you can't be dumb and ugly.
This dude is probably one of the most unintelligent billionaires I have ever met or seen or witnessed. which, you know, you can probably even glean that from watching these people on TV. Anyways, all of that is to say is that they don't do their homework. Clearly, like, they're putting 19-year-olds in at the Treasury. This dude is not smart. And the danger in not in the lack of intelligence and the lack of expertise that Elon has. I mean, this guy is one of the most morally vacant, but also just least knowledgeable about these systems that we really know of. But the point is that what that means is that they're going to hit a button inevitably. They are going to hit a button and things can go sideways.
I got a list of his accomplishments. It's 1 page, 2 page, 3 page, 3.5 pages of accomplishments. Let me read a few of them to you. Zip2 Corporation, they sold for $307 million. X.com, PayPal, everybody and their mama used PayPal, was sold to eBay for $1.5 billion. Tesla, every time you drive on a road, especially in Arizona, every third car is a Tesla. And also the Powerwall and solar roofs are all from Tesla. This is one guy. Let's keep going. Neuralink, which is the brain computer. I hope it never comes to fruition. The Boring Company. And some of you guys don't know what the Boring Company is, but it's the underground tunnel system in the Las Vegas Loop. I mean, I can go down a list. I ain't got time. Maybe we could put this somewhere. I mean, 3 pages of this dude is the richest man in the world. He's a part of or started, I don't know how many multi-billion dollar businesses. And this woman was a bartender. And she don't even have no pool in Congress. Only thing she got is a cute face. If AOC was ugly, she wouldn't have no chance. Because you can't be dumb and ugly. Some people are dumb and ugly. They don't never make it. If you dumb and cute, you may have a chance. If you ugly and smart, you may have a chance. But if you dumb and ugly, you can't. Hey, look, nobody can help you. And you can't control if you ugly or not. But you can't control if you smart or not. So if you somehow, your mom and daddy got together, they messed you over. Don't you worry, sweetheart. You can get a good education.
I love that dude. Dumb and ugly, you got no chance.
Yeah.
I love it. So, and that's right. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and everybody else who's saying, oh, Elon's so dumb and he's so terrible. I'm like, come on. You come back to me when you've started $1 billion business, not the 3 pages of stuff that guy held up.
Comes back to what I said about I think so much hate is just rooted in envy.
Yeah, but it's everyone also that. This is because people have been confused about what merit looks like.
Also, that yes,
you know, this is really a big problem in South Africa. For example, we've got ministers like Angie Motshekga, who's like she should be sitting at home looking after the grandkids. She's an old lady who has no idea how the military works, and she's our minister.
At this point, she should be fired. This is what happens. This is what 30% looks like. It's playing out, guys.
Mapela's going to call you negative. So just
oh, it's so great that troops are dying. It's amazing. Yeah. Like this is, but we're seeing it. We saw it with the education, but now you're seeing it play out. Fire that lady. Fire her.
Yeah. Someone says, Bitcoin Bot says, did you see Gwede's pregnant belly in Parliament? I did not. So I didn't watch the Sona, and I'm very glad I didn't. I'm sure I didn't miss anything. We've covered a little bit of that in the first hour this morning. Some of the outfits were apparently quite something to see. I don't know if we need to talk about it at all.
I will tell you this. Yeah. I wish I was in Cape Town right now.
You wish you were?
Why? Be stuck in traffic. Cape Town.
No, I mean, all of like the government is there and we all know they have the money. So, hey, I also want to get a
and some people are still
money.
Looking for a husband, by the way.
Thank you. But also mining in Durban is taking place currently. And you know what that means. Like the people with the money are all
not a bad idea.
Yeah, but some people, they'll never treat you right.
I can cry in a Bentley. It's fine.
If you get those tears in those leather seats, I'll kick you out.
All right. So one of the other people who's very unhappy and is screaming and shouting from the top of his lungs is Bernie Sanders, America's favorite communist. What did he say, Ben? You found his tweet.
So bad. So Bernie, as we know, career politician who he's like the socialist with the sports car. He says Elon Musk, the richest man on earth, is dismantling USAID, which feeds the poorest children on earth. Shock horror.
The poorest of the poor are losing to the richest of the rich again. This is
how he talks. He's just like a crazy Muppet from the Sesame Street show that we were showing you earlier from Iraq.
He then says this is oligarchy at its worst. Musk's actions are not only immoral and unconstitutional, they're counterproductive to our standing in the world. It's just...
Yeah. All right. Here is a clip of a comedian called Sam Kinison talking about feeding the poor, okay, and the hungry. So you know, for the last, I don't know, however many years, there was some very funny Indian comedian who told the story about how his mother used to say to him at supper, and I'm sure your mom told you the same thing, mm-hmm. You better eat your food because there's some starving children in Ethiopia.
Always Ethiopia, who would
be very, very upset. Yeah. If they could get that food, they would be so lucky and they'd be thrilled. And you spoiled little shit. This is what my mother used to say.
I still say it to my cats.
All right. You eat your food because there's someone in Somalia who's having a terrible time at the moment. And he said now he's overweight, so he wants to thank like, you see what you did. He wants to go to Somalia and Ethiopia and say, you see, are you proud now? See what you did.
Anyway. I never rejected a plate of food.
so here on this whole USAID thing, because Americans have been paying for all kinds of things all over the world, helping people who didn't even ask for it necessarily. But here's Sam Kinison. This he's dead now. He was a lunatic. He took way too many drugs. But he makes a good point here about like the hungry people starving in parts of the world.
If you want to stop world hunger, stop sending them food. Don't send these people another bite, folks. You want to send them something? You want to help? Send them U-Hauls. Send them U-Hauls, some luggage. Send them a guy out there that goes, hey, you know, we've been driving out here every day with your food for like the last, 30, 40 years. And we were driving out here a day across the desert, and it occurred to us there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is! You're in the desert! Understand that you live in a fucking desert! Nothing grows out here! Nothing's gonna grow out here! You see this?
Huh?
This is sand. Yeah, it's sand. You know it's going to be 100 years from now, huh? It's going to be sand! You live in a fucking desert! Get your kids, get your shit, we'll make one trip! We'll take you to where the food is! We have deserts in America, we just don't live in them, asshole!
So to play my Pelos advocate here, we could be sitting here as privileged people saying, no, you must do this, you must do this. But sometimes in life, there's only one blueprint, right? There's only actually one play.
Yeah.
And we've indulged all this other bullshit for so long now, as you say, about the whole merits understandings. We can't actually have the answer. So when a guy like Elon steps up or Trump steps up and says something so simplistic, it's like, he's right, but I fucking hate that he's right. And it's so frustrating.
I do think there are probably some people watching the show this morning who are thinking, enough about this American crap. Let's bring it home to SA. Well, you're in luck because I seriously can't tell whether this is a big parody, it's a joke, it's something that people are putting out there to embarrass the government, or if it's real, because it's so bad that this was circulating last night on social media, like 11 o'clock at night. And I stopped and I played it twice because I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. This is apparently an ad for the NHI.
Ooh.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, guys, this is so terrible that I don't know if this is real or not. All I know is this was put out. It has the health department stamp on it, but it might be fake. It's so terrible that I can't believe this would have been something they would have put out. But, you know, never, ever underestimate their ability to fuck things up. Take a look.
Honey, you know what keeps me up at night time? It's the rising cost of medical aid with less cover.
Maybe the NHI will be the solution.
I don't know. NHI, seem communist.
That's where you're wrong. Japan, Norway, Canada, Britain, and many other civilized countries have some version of NHI.
Oh, no, I think you're right. NHI is our answer for quality healthcare for all of us. Mm-hmm. Even you, my man.
right. Now, is that real?
I don't think so. Fake news.
It's gotta be so shit.
Fake news. Like, but there's no way.
So first thing is like, you know, babe, you know what really worries me? I start like stay up at night because I keep thinking about the cost of medical aid. And she goes, she takes a minute. She almost like forgets her line. And she's like, oh, no, me too, babe. Just play it again. It's so good. It's so good. Play it again.
You've got to watch that twice, actually. No. I love how he
flips
it.
Honey, no one keeps me up at night time. It's the rising cost of medical aid with less cover.
Maybe the NHI will be the solution.
Will it be the solution?
NHI, some communist.
That's where you're wrong. Japan, Norway, Canada, Britain, and many other civilized countries have some version of NHI.
Oh, no, I think you're right. NHI is our answer for quality healthcare for all of us. Mm-hmm. Even you, my man.
The subtitles don't match.
Like, he changes so fast. Like, there's no man that I know personally who would agree and be like, yeah, you're right, eh? Yeah.
No, you're right, babe. Yeah. No, yeah. You know you're right,
babe. He went so, sounds communist too. Now you're right.
Yeah. Eh? He just like had a second to think about it and be like, oh, you're right, babe.
But also, like, just to, on a serious note, she mentions all these things. And this is what these communists do, is they go, oh, yeah, but, you know, Japan and Norway and these civilized countries, it all works there. Yes, yeah, civilized countries with high tax bases and everyone works. And small populations, dipshit. Not here.
Yeah, but you're right, babe.
But babe, otherwise you're right.
You know what? I think what we've learned, though, is that it is possible for us to bring in different opinions to please people like Mapelo. If we just were more like that guy in the NHI ad. You know what? You're right, Mapelo.
Mapelo wrote that script. Yeah, you're right.
We're really beating up on him this morning. It's so funny. Sunil says he must be a four-ways but if you know, you know.
Yeah.
They were day tripping at the Val when they had that epiphany of like their future.
That's at the Val. Like. He was very quick. So gay, says Mapelo. Yeah, you see. Okay. That oak is DA. He flip-flops. Pussy whipped, says Kevin. By the way, I mean like
thin John Steenhuisen.
Yeah. Have we got that video of John Steenhuisen running behind the game vehicle? Play it for us.
I don't believe
it. John Steenhuisen.
Sounds like AI.
Wait, wait, what?
No, not that one. No, the other one. No, that's him. That's him on his way to the sauna. No, play the one where John Steenhuisen's running behind the game vehicle. Oh, for God's sake, James. I sent it to you on Wednesday already. You know what? The Sona one is good. Play the Sona one again. Let people have a look at that properly.
Please don't.
Yes.
I don't need to see this ever again.
Here we are. After. So horrible. By the way, AI is just terrible, right?
Yeah.
They're all. Discovery is so expensive, and we're always sick since we took the vaccine. Slippery Pickle, are you hallucinating?
Are you okay?
Do we need to send someone around?
Come on. Tell us.
And then I see a couple of things here. You know who works the hardest in this country? John Steenhuisen's shirt buttons.
Wow. Carl, that's...
He actually needs to take off the Gayton. Gayton got into Parliament and was like, I'm losing weight now. That suit is going to fit me. And he's been at it. So.
Well, he started at it. We haven't seen him doing any of that stuff for a while.
I mean, he's not going to make a noise about it. I'm just saying. But hey, Gayton, give us a before and after, please.
Look, all of them. We have too many fat people in Parliament, full stop. How those poor chairs have handled them in the City Hall, because we don't have a Parliament. Just remember, our Parliament burnt down.
And it's not built.
Still not.
It's not rebuilt.
3 years later, we still don't have a Parliament for these cretins to meet in. Anyway. I think those seats all work very hard. We're not just going to go at John Steenhuisen here. I saw Pemi Majordina yesterday, who's a minister of water. She hasn't had a glass of water for fucking years. That woman drinks molasses. Okay? Whatever she is enormous. And she's not the only one. Gwede Mantashe, someone spoke about his pregnant belly earlier. I don't want to see these people. This is why I didn't watch the Sona. Okay, now you're going to have me ranting. God damn it. I didn't watch the Sona yesterday because I don't want to see these people dressing up and getting attention. And I don't want to see their outfits. And I don't want to see them being called the honorable, whatever it is. They're not. These are the most useless people in South Africa. They only get paid because you pay tax, and you only pay tax because they put a gun to your head. These people are the problem. It's not the ordinary people of South Africa that are the problem. It's them. They're the ones who waste, who steal, who take. And they look like shit as well. And I don't want to see them dressing up and pretending that they don't. In their meters and meters of fabric.
That's oversized.
Just, you know what they should do? Let's cut to the chase. Put out a big trough in front of Parliament. A trough that you feed farm animals with. Put a big trough there and fill it with money. And they can all go there in whatever outfit they like. I saw Buti Manamela wearing an overall, which, by the way, is an old idea. I hate to break it to you, Buti. I know you probably had some good reason for doing this. It wasn't an EFF overall. But this is an old idea. The EFF have been doing this a long time. Have you only got one idea? And then the Vryheidsfront Plus arrive in their very badly tailored suits. Also, not a good idea.
Off the rack.
No one gets away from this. No one is escaping my wrath this morning on this front, okay? Have you got a picture of those Vryheidsfront Plus oaks?
In their metric
guys,
suits.
In their metric dance suits.
Even you're not getting away with this.
Look at that.
Okay, like bad. No, the other one, the brown one, the brown suit. Put that up. The brown suit. I mean, really, guys, I don't want... Just put the trough out, put the money in it, and they can all just run up there and just take. Because that's what they do. That's what we want to see them do. Just be honest. Be authentic.
Yeah,
be
but at least the phrase for plus are being honest. I mean, they got plus
suits. Yeah, they're not stealing. Yeah.
I mean, those suits cost $1,800 probably on like a 3-for-1 special.
True.
And they're rolled in there in their bucky and they're like, no,
okay,
it's cool. Let's
but
get
still
this.
Terrible suits.
They are terrible suits, but.
Okay. Sure. I'm being called to order here. Order, order.
Order, comrade, order.
Carl says, Gareth, don't bundle them all together. The DA ministers have done more in 6 months than their predecessors did in 30 years. John might be fat, but he's getting shit done.
Nancy. Oh,
okay, bad
suits. That brown one.
Ah, oh, shim.
She looks like she's all together. Is that a daughter?
She doesn't look so bad.
Is he...
I don't know. She looks fine.
She's batting hard. Oh, okay. I love the bottom. The bottom always tells you how bad the suit is.
A fashion company that wanted me to join them delayed a meeting by a month with me because they had too many orders for Sona. No jokes, says Sunil. Sure. Wow.
Jack and they Mutlante, look like dads.
Jack Mutlante says, wait, hold on a second, Gareth. You're expecting South African politicians to have tact. You'd swear we were in the 21st century or something. It's a bit too much to ask. Never trust a communist in a 20,000 rand suit, says Congo Chris. An 8,000 rand watch. Abahambe ANC and Julius.
Those suits are not 20K, I promise you.
Yeah.
I can tell a good suit from afar. Those things, they bought them from Edgar's for 800 rand.
Guys, leave the phrase for plus alone.
Why do you say plus like that? Someone says, Ben, when you say that, it sounds like you're saying puss.
Not intended. Really not intended. Like, there's a puss.
Cupcake.
There's a...
Can you talk about the one guy? He looks so tired.
The one on the left.
He's so tired.
He's of this.
He's like, yeah, I don't want to do this. Like, I need to be here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What do you think those medals are for? Sona 1, Sona 2. they get a medal for standing Sona.
That's why he doesn't want to be there anymore.
He's that after is the third funny. Medal. He's going to retire.
No. Hang on. Muvango says here, Gareth said he didn't watch the Sona, but he seems well informed on the politicians' attires. I got all of that from social media, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch. This pictures. Is the great thing, is you don't have to watch nonsense like that anymore. You get summaries from all the people you follow.
Mm-hmm.
People post funny pictures.
Yes.
It's enough. I don't need to spend. It was like at midday. Who's doing nothing during the day? Oh, wait, hang on. Yes, we do have 60% unemployment.
Yeah, and what electricity, what has been reduced or energy saving, I don't know. Yeah. Like, so
40% unemployment, sorry. And by the way, I saw one of the clips that was going around. The president of this country was boasting about how we have 28 million people on social grants. He's boasting about that. And then everyone, again, these idiots in the crowd, applaud. Do you guys realize that if we have 28 million people on social grants, that is more than the number of people who pay income tax by, I think,
four times.
Which means that you've built a pyramid that's upside down. It's standing on its point. It's going to fall down and fall apart and crush everyone underneath it. Don't you guys realize how dumb this is? And you clap. You idiots. Like, what are you clapping for? Why don't you, instead of wasting money on an outfit for Sona, why don't you spend a little time with your calculator and figure out how long it's going to take for us to run out of money to pay the 28 million people that we have to put on social welfare in this country? Where do you think that money's coming from? No one's thinking about that, right? Oh, dude. Anyway, I was looking forward to getting a Sona summary from you guys. Well, you just did, Shaq's Life. I mean,
here it is.
Right?
Cyril promised that they will execute their plan to. That's it. That's the summary.
So just so we have it clear.
Cyril actually did the courtesy of farting first, because that was it. And that was like the crux of the whole matter. That was his whole story. But then he felt duty bound to then put words to that. But the fart was kind of where he started and ended. That was it.
And there you have it.
Oh, all right. Jeez.
Look, guys, I hate to be that guy, but it's a fantastic weekend of sport ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
We haven't even got to sport. Let's do it.
It's such a great weekend of sport.
Let's go, Ben.
Okay. So Sunday morning, okay, the main card's going to start about 5 a.m. for UFC 312.
Yes.
So rule of thumb, add 2 hours to that, and that's where Drickus is going to come out against Sean Strickland. Second time these oaks are fighting. Strickland's a bit of a mouth breather. He had fit in at Sona. He's got like one or two lines that he's bandying about. And because Aussies are so feral, they're lapping it up. He's got this mustache, which Drickus is going to punch off his face. Drickus, like the true pro, is going into the press conferences composed. He knows what he's going to do. But that is Sunday morning. So that is a really big thing to watch. The rest of the card is shit. I can't even sugarcoat this, even if I tried. Wei Li Zhang, who's my favorite women's fighter, she's taking on Tatiana Suarez, who's fought, I think, 3 times since 2018.
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
Exactly. And now she's got a title fight. She's a pretty handy wrestler. She's got a jaw, which is... People talk about having a chin in fighting. Well, this woman's got to put it like, yeah. It's huge. So that's going to be a bit of a non-event. But if you wake up, get ready around 7 a.m. SA time. Drickus will be fighting UFC 312. I'm hugely excited. I'm hugely confident he's going to win as well. Mm. But then there's Six Nations. Now, we know what the Six Nations is about. It's about France and Ireland being the best two countries, and one of them's going to win. We also know that Wales and Italy are the two shittest countries, and whenever they play someone, it's like one-sided. But this week is great because they play each other.
Mm.
So the shit goes to one side, which is cool. So they'll have their little... We're fighting out for the wooden spoon thing.
Okay.
And then the other two games are going to be great because we've got Ireland away to Scotland. Now, Scotland, I'm pretty sure, are getting pissed off by everyone saying, you guys are never going to win this thing. But they're at home in Murrayfield. So bagpipes, horribly cold weather, ugly people, not an easy place to win. And then France are going to Twickenham to face England. Now, England, again, they're always good for one upset. I mean, they beat Ireland last year. Mm-hmm. That was a little blemish in the Irish record. France are damn good, though. And people are trying to be smart by saying, oh, but, you know, Ireland have got a chance. I don't think so. I think France are going to breeze through everybody, the Six Nations.
Okay.
That good. But there's something about the whole English-French rivalry, of course. England went down to Ireland last week, but not too many points. But they're not going to win. But they're going to put up a huge fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be so exciting. So this weekend, the wooden spoon race, Italy versus Wales, Saturday at 4:15. England versus France, the big one on Saturday, 6:45. And then Sunday, Scotland versus Ireland at 5:00. And there will be one lone URC match with SA teams.
Oh, yeah?
The Stormers are hosting the Bulls. They're going to be sweating their balls off.
That's in Cape Town.
That game Saturday at 2:00. It's going to be hot. So this sort of kickstarts a three-week period where, because the Six Nations is happening, where the Irish, the Welsh, the Italians, and Scottish, they're playing the Six Nations. We get to catch up on fixtures here. So you'll get the local derbies. So the Lions, the Sharks, the Bulls, the Stormers. The next 3 weeks, they're going to be playing each other, and it's going to be hugely exciting. PSL last week was actually interesting again, because PSL flies very much under the radar, because mm-hmm. the fixtures are all over the place. Everyone watches bigger things, but... The Soweto Derby delivered huge drama,
yes.
Smash and grab, Pirates injury time penalty, which wasn't a penalty if you'd like listen to Kaiser Chiefs fans. But this weekend, we've got a really big one. We've got Sundowns versus Pirates. So these are the two teams that are going to win it or have a chance of winning it. Mm-hmm. That'll be Saturday at Hoppers 3. And then Friday, if you do like watching the Chiefs, Stellenbosch will be hosting the Kaiser Chiefs. But then we've got the FA Cup. The Fall Cup is back.
Okay.
It's round four, so we're getting into sort of more business end. So there's, you know, Accrington Stanley, as we know, they're not in. Other smaller teams kind of fall away. Imperial's
favorite team.
It is.
You know, for example, Leighton Orient. That's not a fat Asian guy, but that's a club. Just like Mining Origins, like a gentleman's drinking club.
What?
They're hosting Man City on Saturday at 2:15. Two. Tonight's the big game in the FA Cup. We've got Man United versus Leicester City at 10. Now, this is the last thing that Man United could possibly do this year. They've already made bad signings. They've wasted money. They've lost big games. Ruben Amorim has lost more games in the last... See, Ruben Amorim has the coach. He's lost more games at home... Sorry, he's lost 5 games at home in the last 7. Sir Alex Ferguson, it took him 88 games to lose 5 games at home when he started. So worst tenure ever.
So he's probably going to get fired.
No, they've got to keep him. Because like, who else actually really wants this job now?
Yeah.
So there's going to be a whole bunch of FA Cup stuff to really get into. I mean, there's some good premiership tussles here. We've got Brighton versus Chelsea at 10 on Saturday. Everton versus Bournemouth at 5. And then... You know, there's other games, I guess. I don't get into all these.
There are a lot of people in the comments talking about how it's also Super Bowl weekend.
There's also that,
which is exciting. Kendrick Lamar is performing.
Yeah, there is that, guys. There is that. Like I said, it's a huge weekend. And the FA Cup goes all the way through into Tuesday, Wednesday, I think.
Huh.
So, I mean, if you do like these kind of things, or if you're just a massive Doncaster fan, they play Monday against Crystal Palace.
Doncaster.
If you got a tattoo on your shoulder and regrets Doncaster, Monday. 9:45, Crystal Palace, that's your one. So, yeah, Super Bowl, it's Kansas City Chiefs, three-peat kind of thing.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes, all that kind of stuff. Right. Guys, I got to be honest with you, I couldn't give a shit. it's all about the halftime show. It always has been.
maybe they'll play the NHI ad.
Hopefully play the NHI ad. Yeah, that'll be the best.
You know the most anticipated song? It's going to be, they're not like us, they're not like us, they're not like
this
us.
This is the Kendrick halftime show.
Yes.
Yeah.
The diss track.
That's the whole thing.
Great. You know? Awesome. Right. But that's not sport. That's music. So I take it with a pinch of salt, the Super Bowl and the excitement around it. It's also a dogfuck, 2 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Get it together. Like, USC, wake up for that. But there's 2 other really big things to get into for the weekend. So you want to say something?
No, go on.
SA20, it culminates. It finalizes. It comes to a climax this weekend.
Now, look, we both started yawning. A minute.
The minute you show some respect to the SA20.
The minute Ben said SA20,
that
I went...
That was not on purpose, though.
Right? You did as well.
Yeah, I was just like, yo.
So SA20, as much as we go on about we own nothing in this country and everything's shit, SA20 is a cricketing platform that we own. Okay, granted. Okay, I'll take it back. India rent the country for a month and we have a jaw.
Thank you.
Just basically call it what it is.
All right.
In India, basically, make this all happen. India, thank you. I know we've often made like horrible jokes about shitting in the streets and all that, but... But India gives us something here. India's given us a tournament, and it culminates at the Wanderers. 5:30 on Saturday, we've got the MI Cape Town team is going to win, I think, against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. I say that with confidence. Sunrisers Eastern Cape beat the Paul Royals last night, but Sunrisers Eastern Cape have won the last two. They get to the finals, and they win.
Okay.
Big time BMT, these Oaks. Horrible shirts. It's like this vomit of orange and black. Horrific. But they are a good team. It's going to be a fantastic match. Okay. Weather permitting, of course, as always at the Wanderers. And then the other thing to look out for this weekend is the Wasted Management Phoenix Open. Now that's
you've always brought this poor old thing.
It's the drunkest. It's the drunkest tournament on grass.
The Waste Management Open.
But people like last year, it bubbled over particularly badly. Right, there was fights. But can you imagine? Like
you can't talk about the Waste Management Open and then talk about bubbling over. Because all I imagine is a septic tank that works.
They get that right. So the one thing that they get right at the Waste Management Open is that it's very clean. They do a lot of things with the litter.
Okay.
You can have a poo there. It all works out. But everyone gets so drunk, but like payday drunk.
You can have a poo.
And now it's just got to the point where guys are fighting. They're falling down the hills. So there's all these clips online about guys just losing the plot last year. And the same will happen this year. It's just a mess, but it's one of those parts of the year where you got to think, yeah, that tournament. So, guys, that is pretty much your whirlwind of the weekend. Go Drickers, UFC 312, massively exciting. And next month, well, actually in a couple of weeks, we can start talking about Formula One again because they're about to do the testing. Lewis, of course, is in red. He's not going to win, but he's in red. And fuck, we've got a great year ahead with these things.
Been a lot of talk of outfits this morning. Outfits at Sona, outfits at the Grammys.
They also bring up that James is dressing smarter nowadays too.
He really is.
He's worn two shirts this week that have had collars.
Yeah.
He's gotten a haircut as well.
Well, he's wearing a collar.
I only saw you twice. Sorry, James. Jeez. There was another time with a collar.
Can we turn our attention to something really important? Mm-hmm. Because I do feel that if we don't address this during the show this morning, we will be missing out on important things that people need to know.
What is that?
What is happening with the Hawk Tour chick?
Wow.
I'm glad you asked. Where is the Hawk Tour girl?
I'm glad you asked. As you know, I, as a Grammy and fashion expert, so I also know a lot about her.
Okay.
I think 20th of December was her last post on X where she said, I'm really upset about this whole rug pull. So just to give you some context, Hawk Tour coin had a it went to $49 million was suddenly in there, right? Mm-hmm. Within 20 minutes, it went down to $6 million. The money got taken. It was a classic rug pull. It was hype. It was an illusion. Mm-hmm. And the money just went.
Mm. Yes. Well, what happened was that whoever helped her set this thing up, and we'll get to that picture in a minute, they obviously, she doesn't know anything about crypto. She doesn't know anything about these meme coins. She doesn't. She does, she's a very stupid person who became famous because she was talking about how she presents for oral sex.
Yes.
This is all, let's be fair. I mean, this is what, you know.
At that point, offered value.
No. Unless you're in the room with her, maybe. Which, I don't know if she's selling that, but that was not what she was selling with a coin. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the idiots who did buy this thing kind of deserve to be taken, if you ask me.
So James, there was a thing about the tweet, which obviously her lawyer pinned together.
Yeah, there's no way she could write something and put this long. There. There's no way.
And it was so like, I take seriously. Have you heard how she speaks?
I take this situation extremely seriously and want to address my fans, the investors who have been affected, and the broader community.
Come on,
I'm fully cooperating with and I'm committed to assisting the legal team representing the individuals impacted, as well as to help uncover the truth, hold the responsible parties accountable, and resolve this matter. If you have experienced losses related to this, please contact Berwick Law using the link below.
So
there's
then,
no way she wrote that.
So at all.
23 million views.
So James, I sent you like a series of responses to this tweet, which I thought were pretty funny.
Lost $10,000 on your token. How will I afford my OnlyFans subscriptions this month?
Come on now.
Oh, that's good. Well, thanks a lot. I lost 50K on this scam. You know how many kidneys I will have to steal from people to recoup my money? Shit, just the cost of the ice to fill bathtubs with is going to cost me thousands. I lost all of the money I was saving to invest in other scams.
So obviously it's funny, but 419.
Oh, there she is.
Sorry, $49 million went into this thing. So then I think like, okay, so now let's just say she's pocketed 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she was brought along with the scam and the people behind this took the real money.
Yeah.
Let's just say she pocketed 10.
Sure.
But now she has to go be anonymous and go live in Bora Bora, whatever the fuck it is.
Yes.
That in itself is quite funny because this girl was never going to amount to anything.
Yeah, it's sort of the opposite of what she was probably looking for. I mean, she became famous. Mm-hmm. The clip went viral. Maybe she didn't want to be famous, but maybe she wanted to be famous for other things.
Well,
we'll never know.
It's all gone a little bit too far, okay?
Yeah, basically she's got what she wanted and now she's going to get a whole lot of not.
But now, if you look at our lives, because we always try to do this, Gareth, I know what your answer is going to be. Mine's going to be quite similar. Simpiwe, I'm sure you've got also. But what is the number that someone could give you to just disappear?
Oh.
As in, like, you must abandon your life right now. What is the number?
And not worry about bills ever again.
And then, what would you do?
But you'd have to leave everything you have.
Yes.
You would have to basically better call Saul yourself and go. So what would the number be and where would you go?
You see, because to me, family, friends.
Yeah, this is exactly the answer.
You know, my house, my dog, my life, my job, the people I work with, it's worth way too much to me. You would have to give me substantial billions for me to give up that. I like being me.
Let's just say $10 billion. But what would be
$10 billion?
What would be that next thing?
See, I would still have to do something. And I don't know that what I would be able to do.
And you're telling me I must leave South Africa.
So yeah. you have to erase every part of your life, because that's the thing that's happened here. She hasn't been online, nothing.
Yeah.
So she's gone somewhere. Yeah, or she's been murdered.
There's only so many days you can spend on a tropical island in a hammock.
But what would it be? So someone literally came through the door right now and said, here's 20 billion rand. Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to take 50 billion and reinvent myself completely as a like tin pot dictator in some equatorial place.
But then you would have profile. People would find you.
Oh, so they're not allowed to know where
you have
I
to
am.
Have,
well,
yeah,
you would be found. No, I mean,
there's no fun if you can't be a tin pot dictator.
I never said this is going to be fun. But you have to erase yourself, right? So you're either going to commit suicide or you have to do this other life.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds so bleak, this other life. Like
it is.
I know it is, but it's either that or death, because she should go to prison. People will be hock-toing on her if she walks the streets right now.
I could go marry a Norwegian pole vaulter and live in the Arctic Circle.
Good start.
And she could go to the shops and... She could be seen, and I'll just stay at the house.
I would go. Okay, again, I don't want this. Make it perfectly clear. I would go to the north of Australia where crocodiles walk upright and pay taxes.
Oh, hectic.
And because I heard you can start a whole new life there. No one will fucking know. That place is so rough. It is so rough. But you'll find people who have done that.
And the nearest human settlements, Alice Springs.
And nobody will notice you. Like, if you go, I mean... That's what I would do.
Sims?
I think the opposite. I would not want to settle anywhere. I'd just travel. Because I think the reality is the moment you settle and you create some sort of new identity, the chances of someone actually finding out where you are eventually will catch up to you.
So you would just go from hotel to resort?
Yes, I'd probably stay at like a place for like 6 months or a year. But the reality is making that a new home would... It's easier for someone to catch you when you've made us.
Have you seen the north of Australia?
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Nobody goes there to find anything.
No, but I'm just saying you eventually are going to, because you as Ben is not going to change. The environment has changed, but your character hasn't. Your character hasn't.
I would wear no pants. I would care nothing. I would wear no pants.
So. All those traits that you did here in this life, you'd still do that in that other life. And eventually that's going to catch up to you. So don't create any bonds and just travel.
Yeah, but you'll get recognized though, because you go into places that other people will go to. Like,
no, not even.
Disguises, Ben.
Yes. You can always like change it up. And people like,
I know what Simpiwe would do. Simpiwe, if you gave her a couple of $1 billion, she would have the plastic surgeons go to town. She'd walk in here looking like Jocelyn Wildenstein, and you wouldn't recognize her.
See, that's the other thing. That's why you have to put a number to this, because
she would
have
outfits that would make Pemi Majordina shit her pants. I tell you now, Simpiwe would be, you wouldn't recognize her.
Yes.
You wouldn't recognize her at
like
all.
Like, why?
So, five-star hotels. She'd walk through the lobby.
Come on.
Oh, no. It would be great. I think you're right. I think you actually have hit the nail on the head. That's the way to do it, is you just keep moving.
Yes, because I promise you, you're going to get stuck of like, oh, this is not the same house that I had. And you're going to miss your friends, and you're going to miss that old life, and you're going to try recreate it in this new version of yourself. It's not going to work. You're going to get caught.
You just be like a person of mystery.
Yes.
You know, you're like, how does she have $20 billion? What did she do?
Next minute, you're gone.
And you're like, I didn't tell you I had $20 billion. How much? You don't know how much I have. You don't know where I got it.
Exactly.
But and I can rock up at some places like looking broke and know that I have money. Like, it's an option for me to look hungry.
It's an option.
It's an option.
So this is Haktua's life right now. Right. I would obviously, I'd get work, but I'd get like, obviously go straight for the hair. So I would
Ben, I'm still trying to get over Northern Australia where the crocodiles walk upright. Yeah. What would you do all day?
I would just read and I would like hunt things.
My word.
I'd be quite content. I mean, I've got a snapshot of what I would look like. James, can you mind just bringing up
this? Oh, you got a picture.
Sorry, I feel like I'm James. I'm a, yeah. So that would be me to start with there. That would be Northern Australia me. See, you would look at that guy and go, aren't you the guy from that crypto scam? You'd be like, okay, but I'm staying clear of you. So just imagine that with no pants.
The Clippies and Coke, eh?
Are you that guy from the crypto scam?
So just imagine that, no pants.
That's great. I think that's excellent. That's what you'd look like.
Shout out
all
to
right,
you.
I got you.
Shout out to you, Ben.
Simpiwa would buy all the Ozempics, says Carl. Bitcoin Boots says simple life, Ben. Yeah. Ben looks like pretty Australian already. He just needs a cig and a beer can. Oh, man. I would be based, says Yonder, in the Maldives and tour the 100 islands and time to fly and from time to time I would fly to the other islands.
Yeah, Yonder, that was my second place. Hey? That was the second thing I thought about.
Zandim Seleni says, no one would recognize me in Puff Adar or Kakamas.
Yeah, that's also a good point. Then you can stay kind of home.
Yeah, there
you
places,
can get lost in the Karoo, huh?
There are places all over South Africa that people don't even know exist.
Yeah.
No guest days are always more entertaining and fun. Ruda is the exception, though. Yeah, people like that we didn't have a guest today. Don't get ideas, James. You still have to work. Patrick says, Australia's shit. I'm here for 3 months until April. April cannot come soon enough.
Whereabouts, Patrick?
Not in the far north, Ben.
Yeah, we're
exactly. The far north where you find yourself.
All right. Be very careful what you wish for, says Beaver. That's exactly the point. And it's funny that your name is Beaver. Because
Eva, let me put this clear. None of us are wishing for this. Is that we're giving alternative
yes,
life please. Options.
Beaver.
That will forever be one of the funniest terms ever. It's even funnier than turd burglar. Beaver.
Beaver. All right, Beaver. So Ben has some advice for you. Go on.
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like, hey.
Do you want to give advice to Beaver?
No. Chad, I asked you to make my first belief.
No, as I said to Beaver, we're not wishing for this. We're just basically going through hypotheticals. If we were to be meme coin scammers.
No, I think Beaver's point is that Hoktua Girl didn't know what she was going to get. You got to be careful what you wish for. Sorry, people chase money. And as you rightly put it, Ben, what's the point of having money if you can't have any of the people that you care about in your life?
You know what she should have done? I think she should have just opened up an OnlyFans, right? And she didn't have to be sexual. And all she had to say was...
She just eaten bananas the whole time.
Yes, and be like, ha, turn that thing. Yeah. I promise you she would have made more money on that. It's a legit business. No one was going to feel scammed. And it's not her doing things that, I don't know if she's part of the scam or not, but not doing things she doesn't know. And we as the public also don't really know how this operates.
You could have done those cameos that like celebrities do where you pay the celebrity and they could charge a lot if they're quite famous. If they're not that famous, they could charge less.
Yes.
But where she basically, hi, Simpiwe, happy birthday. And remember, huck to us, spit on that thing.
Come on.
It's like, you know, I could share it with your friends.
Merch
and,
over
you know,
here. I promise you she would have.
Share it with Beaver.
Beaver could have bought that or just show it. Look, guys, I think it also comes down to a number. It's like when you don't have money, you want to be rich. Mm-hmm. You've got to understand what that comes to. Like, I don't want to earn more than a particular time because my life will change completely. It's like with her, if she made $10,000 a month where she was, her life would have been perfect because $10,000 is still a lot of money. Yeah. But she wanted millions because she didn't want a ceiling on this.
Right.
And if she was just doing cameos, she would have made $10,000, $20,000 a month by giving bad relationship advice. She would have said something really stupid, and at the end she's like, or just huck to all that thing.
Well, here's Jack. He says quite rightly, wouldn't St. Helena be a clever option? You could repopulate the island. There are people living there, but it is in the middle of the Atlantic. Hardly anyone goes there.
Cold and windy. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not all bad all the time. There are a lot of different climates in different parts of the island.
It's like Cape Town cuck weather.
Yeah, it's not great.
Not great.
But yeah, that's a good place to hide. Beavers in their damn walls. Ben looks like he's part of the Freight from Sisley. Put up the picture of Ben again.
How? Where's my clothing that baggy? Guys, that's crypto scam me. Hey? Don't knock my answer.
We've got beavers on the show now. Well, damn, says Congo Chris. Beavers is exactly. Beaver. That's just so great. Okay, very, very good. I said it before, I'll say it again. I'd pay her to hock to her in my eye. She's cute. Okay, fine. Fair enough.
She was cute.
See, you would have paid if she'd only thought to charge you on OnlyFans, you would have subscribed and you could have got her send you personal messages, Carl. In Portuguese, even. Pora, I mean.
Yeah, she could have hocked to it and pora for you.
Oh, Ben looks like one of those guys who drives the overland trucks for tourists.
Guys, exactly. I mean, if I would fit right in.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Ben.
Congo, when I rug you, don't be surprised the cliff downwards. Good Lord. Bitcoin buddy, you drinking this early in the morning?
What's going on?
Look at this. When I rug you, don't be surprised of the cliff downwards.
I think it's more to be read like, when I rug you, don't be surprised of the cliff downwards. As
still
in,
doesn't make sense.
No, no, it doesn't, but I'm just trying to...
That's a lot of weed. That's all I'm going to say. First thing in the morning, that's a lot of weed.
You
try reading it slow
and you're like, nah.
Yes, sis.
It's one of those.
That beard could be a beaver, says Rebellious Root.
So, guys, I think we're Bitcoin.
I don't like Bitcoin.
What's going on? There's some pure in hiding.
I don't like this game anymore.
I need to show I'm poor.
Look at you. That is a disguise. No one would ever. You look like.
I don't like this game anymore.
You look like one of those people I saw walking into Parliament in one of the clips.
See, that's her disguise.
That's great. You see, there's your disguise. No one had ever. You could stay in Joburg. You wouldn't even have to leave.
Guys, so we worked it out. Let's please make a show meme coin. Let's get 50 million in here and let's rug.
And
let's
we
rug
could just
pool.
Put on beards and no one will know it's us.
We all know what plan B is. Let's get plan A in.
That's so great. Superior looks like coin. Cyril's driver. Oh, that's so great. Not even your child would recognize you. Simpy, where did you appear in Snow White? Oh, this is good. No. Snaya says Simpy looks like she's a burial society chairperson.
I was checking if everyone is
the mama that reminds everyone to pay their premium. That's so great.
Guys, see that smile? The money clocked, eh?
She's just checking premiums.
She's checking the premiums coming in. A burial society chairperson. Yes, sis. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so great. Okay, so, guys, we figured it out. We're going to make a meme coin.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to buy it. We're going to steal their money. And then we just put on beards. Just carry on doing the show. No one will know it's us. They'll go, oh, there's that woman who runs the burial society with that other guy who's got a beard. That's so great. Oh, I love it. All right. Thank you. Can we see Gareth with a beard? You guys got one of those? Okay, we'll do it on Monday. That's a reason for you to come back. Oh, here's my pillow to close off the show. We got to give him the last word. Otherwise, he might not be pleased before we do. There should be an app where important people sign up. Then anyone who wants to speak to those people can call them at a premium. Each celebrity can set their own price. For example, 100 rand a minute. I think that's a very good idea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because you could say, for example, I want an argument with Cyril.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to, someone stole in my iPad. Where's my iPad? And then you can be like, but I paid for this. Let me just find my iPad. I'll be with you in a minute. Can you imagine?
Well, it's like that Monty Python sketch from all that time ago. Hi, I've come here for an argument. No,
that's
you haven't.
Right. Yes.
Yes, exactly. I have. I've paid. No, you haven't.
That's a great idea, Marcella.
Sorry, is this the 5-minute argument or the full 10 minutes? All right. Very, very good. There is such a thing. It's called OnlyFans, says Ananda. Okay. Ananda.
Well, yeah, I guess in your OnlyFans, you can have the option of a minute conversation.
You could, I suppose.
Maybe we should all, actually, you know what, this year we should all make OnlyFans accounts. I don't know what I would sell just yet, but let's do it, guys. And at the end of the year, we work out who's got the...
We're not selling bums, right?
If you want to put your ass on there, that's your thing.
And what, are we going to have a competition to see who can raise the most money?
Let's see who can actually make money out of OnlyFans.
A charity.
That.
I'm the charity.
Charity starts at the home.
All right. Okay.
I reckon we should all, James, Flex, we all make an OnlyFans account. And then in December, we actually show what our balances are. James, you can show your jocks. But that's fine. Then
you can make money.
Then
like
it's
that.
Like, if I get to 10 grand, I'll close this. Otherwise, just pictures of your feet or whatever, James.
I'm with you, Ben.
Your whole OnlyFans account is based on the fact that if you get 10 grand, you'll close it. And then people send you money just to close it. That's hilarious.
And you keep saying, we're almost there, but we're not there. We're almost there, not there.
Keep posting selfies until they eventually pay you to just stop.
Yeah, but in the interest of scamming people out of the money, which is a currency and is an economy by itself, sure. This is a great team building exercise for us too. Who's got the best OnlyFans? I don't know what I'm going to sell yet. Any suggestions? Go ahead. Some people is toying with putting her ass on there.
No, my mom, now I have to be serious.
Basically, if you go to Sabir's OnlyFans, you get bearded pictures of her.
Okay, I love this. All right, everybody, we're out of time. Thank you for lots of fun this morning. We really have gone everywhere. The Sona, the Grammys, Washington, D.C., the Iraq. We've done it all. Australia, where the crocodiles walk upright.
And pay taxes.
And even Simpiwe and Ben with beards. It's just terrific. What an excellent start to your weekend. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday at 6 a.m. Bye.